Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Mobilizations still strong in Honduras while the state maintains a bad attitude. The mobilizations of indigenous and black people movements in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, continue today demanding justice for Berta Cáceres and security for Gustavo Castro and social activists of the country. In order to know more about the demonstrations taking place, Real World Radio interviewed Carla Lara, member of the National Network of Human Rights Defenders, one of the many organizations that are part of the international mission Justice for Berta Cáceres. About the mobilizations, Lara denounced first of all the state forces against the rights of these movements to exercise the right to demonstrate. I would start by denouncing how the state is hindering the arrival of subcommissions. Buses are stopped on highways. In the case of our colleagues who were traveling from Rio Blanco, they were detained and their bus was seized. Now they are coming here on foot from far away. The mobilizations are taking place primarily in the capital city, but there are also expressions of resistance in several parts of the country since the outrage over the murder of Berta is widespread, said Lara. About the actions in Tegucigalpa, she said, "Today and tomorrow we will march the buildings to meet with the people who should be providing answers with reference to this murder. One of these buildings is the General Prosecutor's Office, since they have denied the legal team to participate in the investigation process. There were irregularities from the beginning, starting with the way they took the body. In the autopsy itself, they didn't allow for the expert opinion of a third person to certify that the information gathered was accurate." The activists added that the state declared Berta's case under the secrecy law, which is one of the laws that provides more impunity to the state and does not grant access to information to legal teams. In addition, the government continues to support the theory that the murder was caused by a personal dispute, in response to which the movements demand to open a line of investigation on DESA, since Berta received countless threats by private gunmen funded and supported not only by the state, but by DESA. Today's afternoon, and as part of the actions organized by student movements, they will greet delegations from all Honduras, and there will be a large meeting at the university, said Lara. About the international mission, the activists said that today its members met at the Ministry of Justice, being this the only positive response with reference to the series of requests made by the delegation for interviews with Honduran state institutions.